right, let's keep it moving, and our next panel is going to be on standard essential patents and license agreements. Another interesting and complicated topic. I'll read you the description here as the panel comes up. As the mobile revolution evolves into the next generation services with self-driving cars and the internet of things, there continue to be new commercial practices, legal disputes, and policy debates over the licensing of patents on standards, standardization, telecommunications technologies like 5G. The panel will discuss the current commercial and legal landscape of the licensing of standard essential patents and what to expect in the future. Now, this is for me, you know, I don't have much background in this area, but it does interest me when somebody gets a patent on a standard, like we're in a field and something's been standardized. And in order to be in that field, you have to comply with the standard. Otherwise, you can't be competitive in the field at all. Now, what happens when one of the players has a standard, has a patent on that standard? I mean, that creates a lot of issues. And I guess our panel is going to talk about some of that today. Now, I don't have time to read all the bios, but if you would give your, when you, you know, at least introduce yourself, and that might be quicker and more efficient, and then you can get rolling. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. It's great to see everyone in this another beautiful, cheery day in Washington, D.C., excellent weather. at least the cherry trees are starting to blossom. All right. As was described, our panel today is on standard essential patents and the licensing of standard essential patents. My name is Adam Mossoff. I'm a law professor at Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. I'm moderating the panel today, and I'm just going to quickly just kind of give a framework overview, and then introduce our speakers, and then we will jump into the discussion and the material, because that's what you're really most interested in. So as Bill described, it was the panel description. The panel is on standard essential patents, and particularly the licensing of standard essential patents. So just kind of to set the framework, and as a reminder, so for those, you know, we all know that there are standardized technologies like 4G, now 5G, soon to be 6G, hopefully, Wi-Fi, your USB, things of this sort. These technologies are the byproduct of years and years of R&D, hundreds of millions of dollars of research and development, and so there are patents that cover these standardized technologies. These standards are set by private organizations known as standard development organizations. They go by wonderful acronyms like ETSI and IEEE, and then there's even standard development organizations of standard development organizations. then there's ANSI and the 3GPP, which is the organization that, of course, sets the standards for the 5G. And these are private organizations that where they bring together through transparent, open processes, all of the stakeholders. So the innovators who develop the technologies, the innovative implementers who implement these technologies and devices, engineers and others, to agree on what works best for everyone, to deploy ex ante ahead of time the standards, such that you don't have wasteful investments in creating manufacturing facilities and in products that don't work. You don't have wasteful, inefficient standards wars between private organizations, and, which result in a de facto standard that is not necessarily the best standard or the most efficient standard. And so standard development organizations, which evolved over the past approximately century, really are just an incredible example of how patents and intellectual property more generally really facilitate incredible innovative commercial developments in the marketplace, as well, by bringing together the relevant stakeholders to engage in licensing and to engage in other commercial types of transactions through new types of commercial institutions like SDOs to make possible things like this, where we now carry supercomputers in our pockets, and with these we share wonderful videos of cats riding Roombas. And now, of course, because patents cover standards, when patents cover standards, there's they want to make sure that that patented technology is available and accessible to all implementers, to all device manufacturers of that technology. And so innovators agree with standard development organizations as a matter of contract, as part of the participation process, to license their standard essential patents on FRAND terms. FRAND stands for fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory.